Oh, Father, I just want to thank you for your divine revelation. I'm humbled as your humble servant that you can constantly just talk to your manservant. And I want to talk about, dear listeners, I just want to talk about reformation and repentance right now. The word of the Lord has come to me so heavily and saying that repentance without reformation is dead. The Lord is saying that I need to speak to somebody right now. If you're listening and this message is for you, just let it impart in your spirit and in your heart. The Lord is giving you a reminder that repentance isn't you doing something about your sin. The Lord is reminding you that repentance is admitting that you cannot do anything about your sin without the hand of God. The Lord is reminding you that true repentance is fully dependent on Him who created you and Him alone. The Lord is telling you that it means you trusting in Him and His power to erase that shame and self-disgust that is upon your life. I'm reminded of a scripture from 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. The Bible declares that if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Bible goes on to say, but if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. My dear brother, my dear sister, I want you to know that repentance plus reformation is an act of tapping into the greatest power in the universe. It is an act of believing that this power can cleanse you and all that heinous result of your choices. And this power can redeem you from everything that is not of God. So every diabolical calamity that has befallen you and your loved ones, the Lord is saying right now that if you are going to go through repentance and reformation right now, in reality that it's only His power that speaketh forth and changes matters, then every diabolical power that has been holding you down will let loose right now in the name of Jesus. I will not go further than this because this is the only word that I've had. And I am thankful right now that the Spirit of God has taken charge. So if you believe in this word of knowledge, if you believe in this timely prophetic word, then so shall it be with you. In Jesus' name. Shalom.